Nebraska Extension Almanac.
As calving season is upon us, preparing cows for the breeding season after postpartum is a top priority for producers. Nebraska Extension cow-calf specialist Casey McCarthy talks about how producers can help their cows after calving.
Right now is a great time for us to be thinking about cow body condition, moving into calving and then subsequently into that next breeding season. And one thing to think about is that postpartum interval. And so we have this period of time after calving and then, you know, resumption of breeding that we have this uterus that is going back and repairing and getting back to that non-pregnant size. And this usually takes about 20 to 40 days. So when we think about keeping our cows in that yearly calving interval, we've got roughly 80 to 85 days to work with for those cows to return to estrus. So if we start adding those numbers up when it comes to that uterine involution, that anestrus period where they're repairing and not cycling, we've got a little bit of time to maintain that yearly interval. And so a few things we really want to think about when we're managing that interval is understanding where cows are at in terms of that the calving season. Are they early in our calving season, or maybe they're later in our calving season? So we can gauge that time frame there. And then thinking about those impacts of body condition score influencing our postpartum interval. And so when we think about managing that nutrient intake and evaluating that body condition score for our females, we usually target that 5 to 5.5 score for our mature females, and then try and bump that condition up in our first calf heifers to roughly about 5.5 to 6. So that gives us some time for those females to work through calving and into that breeding season before we usually turn those females out on to growing grass. And so this gives us some time to manage those energy reserves and also helps with that anestrus period and that postpartum interval. And so when we think about some of the studies that have been out there, got several studies that cows that gain a body condition during that last trimester usually tend to have a shorter postpartum interval compared to some of those that maybe maintain or have a lower body condition score. And so I think we've got a lot of really good resources thinking about how we can manage body condition score and getting some of our maybe thinner cows rebred. So we've got some other articles out there that really dive into that proper nutrition moving into the breeding season, which I think is really important. So when we are thinking about that nutrient demand from calving into breeding, our biggest demand there in that time frame is going to be lactation. And so if we can make sure that we're hitting that energy and protein requirement for nutrition moving through into breeding, that'll be really important. A majority of our forages, if we're turning cows out on a pasture, will be able to sustain those requirements with just the level of protein and energy. However, depending on the time of year with breeding, if we, you know, move that into like a fall herd, those requirements are going to change in terms of what maybe additional resources we might need to put into those cows to maintain that condition.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.